Hello.
Hi, good morning. This is Nita Knight from Family First returning a missed call.
Yeah, you know what, Nina? I was trying to get a hold of somebody and like human resources there, or like I call, nobody answers. Like they don't give you an option for an operator, and I don't know how to, to get a hold of somebody because my son is newly coming on, and it's supposed to be effective tomorrow. And I don't know anything that's going on, where they're telling me to write down my hours on paper, and I don't even know where I submit those to. I
Quick
mean, there's a lot of.
question. Who were you in communication with? Who's the coordinator assigned to the client?
I don't even know. All I know is I talked to a supervisor. Is her name Melissa?
Okay, that's the intake department, so it's a new case.
It is. I worked for you guys before. For a year, like back in 2023 into the end of, until August of 2024 of last year, and I decided to come back. Is Arletta still there?
Yes, Arlita is still here.
She was always really good.
So, question, what is the client's name that you're coming back for to work with?
Dakota Mack.
Mac, okay. Because I don't think it's in our department, so Arlita couldn't help you either.
Oh. Because our lead is really usually really good, I dealt with her a lot, but now I'm scared because now
So
effect.
services for Miss Dakota is not even active yet.
Yeah, see,
It's still showing discharge, so we're unable to even put anyone on the schedule until that is corrected in the system.
Yeah, and see, and that this is what scared me because when I talked to Melissa, she's like, "Oh, just write down your hours on paper, and we'll back pay you." And I'm thinking, I can't take any chances here. I got a $2,100 a month rent payment, I need everything like set in stone. And they were supposed to be getting the waiver. I don't know if it's today or if they got it yesterday, but this is
Let
the thing.
me see if I can get Melissa on the line. Let me just pull up Mr. Coda's file right fast.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm
That's
just a little
okay.
nervous, because I feel like I'm in between now and that's not where I want to be.
Gotcha. No problem. I'm just checking to see who's handling this file.
You do see that you guys do pay overtime, right?
Yes, after 40 hours, correct.
Yes, okay.
Okay, my system just loading up.
You have the same last name as me.
Oh, I do.
Knight, yeah. I
That's interesting.
don't hear it that often, so.
That's my marriage name.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so let's see who's handling this file. So this file is in Dina's, assigned to Dina as of right now. Melissa got a note in here. Referral from director to be submitted, but she did not receive it.
Because the
Yeah, we're
court.
still waiting for the authorization.
Oh, okay. I mean, you guys should have it, be getting it today because this service coordinator takes 48 hours, I know, to get that. And the service coordinator said that she took care of that on Friday. So you guys should have it today.
I
And
see
she.
it. They did. They did it on the 8th. They emailed the SC with the request. They reached back out to her on the 11th, which was yesterday, for a response. We still waiting on authorization. They said AmeriHealth requires 2 to 3 days processing, so the effective start date will be entered in HHA on Thursday. So we
On
should get it on the
Thursday.
14th.
Okay, so then I'll be in HHA on the 14th.
Yes.
Okay, now what if, okay, yeah, because I guess my last day with the agency I'm currently with is Wednesday.
Of this week?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah,
Tomorrow.
so the 14th is Thursday, correct. Yep. So then we will be taking over from the 14 on.
Right. Now, I mean, have you seen cases where, you know, because I already have HHA exchange in my phone because I've been, that Comply Health, I've been using it with this agency.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that all your guys' stuff has to go in, you know, for me to be able to log in and out from there. But Melissa was telling me I could write down my hours on paper and they'll back pay me until I'm in HHA exchange under you guys.
So the problem is we can't back pay anything because we only be starting on the 14th. So on the 14th, then we're able to be able to put you on the schedule so you can see